Someone on your bus, on your train, or waiting at the platform is highly likely to have COVID-19. This is a national health emergency. Around 1 in 3 people have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. So you should only travel if it's essential. Always cover your nose and mouth. Keep a safe distance from others and wash your hands the moment you arrive. Stop the spread. Stick to the rules. If you bend the rules, people will die. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
You can shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to the group. See if we can get you some help, group therapy. Got a message from a listener. I've been at my current job for over 8 years recently. Got a new one. Gave a 1 month's notice. I know a lot of the inner workings, manage a great deal of work, and interact with several clients daily. Now, despite my month's notice, my boss has done nothing to transition my work to other people. He hasn't let my clients or most of my coworkers know that I'm even leaving. My last day is coming up Friday. And at this point, I feel like I won't even be able to say goodbye to anyone or help transition my projects. I'm also starting to worry that it will damage my personal and professional relationships by essentially just disappearing. I'm also slightly worried that my boss's plan is just to kind of email or call me with any questions that she may have after I leave, assuming that I'll just basically keep working for them in my spare time. What would you do?
Oh, wow. Well, this sounds like if there is a relationship already with, like, their coworkers, like, you go ahead and start that process on your own, I would think.
I mean,
especially if you're worried about, like, ruining relationships and just having them think, well, that person just ghosted us and left us hanging.
Well, I know, especially in our industry, it is just literally like Kelly and I will be on, and then tomorow we won't.
Yes. And then just, we get escorted out of the building.
I know. I
mean, no explanation.
I mean, so a lot of times, but that's, you know, when there's downsizing and stuff like that, you know, but when someone's leaving, a lot of times there is, you know, a lot of notice.
A transitional period.
Yeah. And there's a transitional period. And I know that even still, you know, when there have been people who have left on their own accord here within the building, you know, they've given a little quote mini training session to those around that person who are going to have to kind of pick up the slack while they try to,
find a replacement.
Right. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Kelly, I almost think.
What do you think?
Well, no, I was going to kind of agree with you. And maybe at this point you start kind of saying it yourself to some specific people, maybe not to everybody, but maybe just some specific people like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, Friday's my last day. And, but I get it though with the whole client situation, because you don't want to necessarily say it to a client when you don't have and here's who's going to be taking care of you now. Answer.
Exactly.
You know, you want to be able to.
But with the coworkers for sure, because they're the ones that are going to be like, what was that? If you just disappear. And then, you know, you want to make sure that you are leaving the way that you want to leave, especially with them. And you don't want them to feel like you want to burn any bridges.
I guess, especially with just a few days left for sure in your current job. So anyways, let us know at Ben and Kelly Show what you think. It's group therapy. You know, leaving a job is a lot like a breakup, is it not? It's 99.7 DJX. It's like, you know, you got to kind of say your piece, do your things, and be on your own way. And that's kind of the issue with group therapy, where he's been there for 8 years. He's leaving Friday, and he's worried that his boss literally hasn't told anybody up until this point that he's actually going. And he knows a whole lot, and he's like, man, I don't want to burn any bridges, leave my, you know, who are going to be my former coworkers in a lurch.
That's just kind of awkward, and I'm thinking maybe you go to your boss and be like, hey, should we let people know? Should we be doing transitional things with me kind of helping to get people up to speed so nothing falls through the cracks when I leave?
It's Wednesday. Like, that's a huge dump in, like, 3 days, 2.5 days. Jared tweets, you know, make your peace with the situation. Tell the people you care about. If the boss didn't emphasize the training, that's on them. You did everything you could.
That is true.
Yeah. Lita tweets, leave. Boss seems toxic. Like how much do you just... Because, you know, if you've been there 8 years, you've invested not only your time, you've invested, you know, your emotional time in your job too. And so just kind of leaving like that and with, and just, and knowing that, you know, your coworkers that you work with now and have been for 8 years are going to be, you know, maybe cursing your name behind your back as you're walking out the door. That's not.
Yeah,
that's
you don't want to leave a bad taste in their mouth. And you know what? People that have chosen to leave, like that work with us, we go have lunches and send them off and all that kind of stuff, especially if they've been there for a while.
Right.
And it's always nice closure for everyone.
Now, this is a good suggestion. Text from a listener. Put all the information that you have on like a document and share it and be done with it. And because a week isn't long enough to do a big old brain dump, but leaving someone documentation behind might help the coworkers out. Like kind of put into writing kind of what you know and some of the things that other coworkers may not know. That's a good idea.
A little how-to manual, maybe.
Sure. Amanda messages us and says, hey, go to your boss and give her a solution. Tell her you'll tell key people and get them up to speed on the basics before you go. All right. That's an idea.
That seems to make sense.
Now, Doug messages us and says, I'm the wrong person to ask because the same thing happened to me. I was literally the only one who knew how to do my job. When I left, I got tons of texts and calls from my former coworkers. He needs to talk to his boss, and if she does nothing, talk to the coworkers.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. Go to the boss and just say, hey, I'm concerned. I don't want to leave you guys in a lurch. I feel like we need to let people know. Yeah. Get the ball rolling. I mean, and the boss, I would think, would want to try to make this process as smooth as possible. They might be angry or feel hurt that you're leaving, but ultimately you have to leave everything as best you can.
Well, and
leave holes.
And you know, I think several people have mentioned it's on the boss to manage this situation. So if that boss isn't figuring that out, it's on them. But it's funny because when my father-in-law retired, he was kind of in this similar situation where he had done the same job for so long, no one else knew how to do it. And so when he retired, you know, they kind of did, you know, a little bit of a training or whatever. But he continued to get calls from his former boss. Was like, hey, do you remember? And he's like, nope.
Like, I'm done. Wash my hands of it.
He's like, I'm done, man. I've spent my time. So anyways, if you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show.